Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Wow, did I call it close. Gosh, I said to Jason, I've got to look at the clock better. The intro was playing and I connected. I mean, that's... Yeah. My apologies, class. My apologies, Jason. Everyone all set? Clock, here we go. Your dial is set correctly, too. USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class with us today. I mentioned yesterday that during the first hour, actually probably the first half hour of class, we got a report from a neighbor that a cow was down in the field. And that's not a good sign. And it's a mama cow. And so Mrs. Finelli ran out during class, and she and our son were taking care of the cow. It was trying to deliver her calf. And the calf was dead. It was a large calf for this mama cow, and she's had calves before. So it was nothing that we anticipated being a serious situation. Well, she was down. She couldn't get up. She labored all night, and we didn't know about it because she started giving birth in the middle of the night. And by the morning, she was exhausted. The calf was dead. And so we pulled the cow. I pulled the calf from the cow. And Mama just died as we were pulling the calf, and it happens. And so I just wanted to let you know that that is the result of a terrible situation. It's an emotional thing. We love our animals. We talk to them. We hug them. We pet them. They follow us around. They talk to us. We talk to them. We're out in the field many times a day with our animals. And they all get along. The chickens get along with the dogs and cats and cows. And as a matter of fact, the drought was so bad that we let the cows and calves come right up to the house. I mean, literally, they were doing the equivalent of weed whacking and trimming around the house, eating everything that was green while it was still green. So we didn't mow our yard this summer. And let the cows eat it and fertilize it. The bottom line is that's what life on the farm is like. So it's an emotional loss. It's very sad. Two lives were lost yesterday. Tears here at the farm. And of course it's a monetary loss. And what causes this? We've had a couple cows with uterine prolapses this year. I think it's the extreme weather. I think it's the blistering heat. I think it's the drought. I think cows have to walk farther for water. The ponds have almost dried up, just mud in the ponds. And the creeks have dried up. And there's been very little rain. And it's not just us. It's happening all over the world, except where Gwyneth lives. Now it's her turn for massive flooding. Welcome, Gwyneth.
Yes, that's right. it is quite wet here. And I don't know how much rain we got this afternoon. I've actually spent quite a bit of the afternoon sleeping because on our place, we had a tree go down, and it went down onto the public land out the front of our place, and meaning, you know, on the roadside verge, but it went over, it was on my land, and it went over my front fence and ended up on the verge. And the guy from the council was sort of cruising around looking for these sorts of trees and taking a note of where they were so that he could send his crew out to go and clean it up. And so I saw the council guy, that's the guy from the municipality, going past with his clipboard or whatever it is, his tablet or whatever, and, you know, taking a note that, yes, there's a tree here. And so I went over to the neighbours and I said, "Hoy, you know that tree that's down at the front of my place? We'd better get it cleaned up quick, because otherwise we're going to miss out, because the guy from the council was just there, you know, about 5 minutes before this." And so we, he had his truck and his chainsaws, plural, a smaller chainsaw and a larger chainsaw. And I had my axe and my hand cart. And we cleaned up that whole 100-foot-tall tree within about 2 or 3 hours. And now I am so sore. Because I was sore before that because of the storms that are coming through. And I've got that arthritic barometer, but it, when a storm starts to come through, I begin to get sore, or when it's going to be really, really cold with frost, I get sore in my bones, and especially all the bones that I broke back when I had my riding accident. And so if you can hear what seems to be like blowing noises through the microphone every now and again, that's just me doing breath control work to, you know, because of soreness in my rib cage. So, but we got it cleaned up, and I made a deal with my neighbour that he could have the trunk, and because he has a sawmill at his place, and I could have the canopy if he would help me to tut up the canopy. And he said, "Yeah, that sounds good to me." So we got the whole thing cleaned up within about 2 or 3 hours, which was a monumental effort. And I went home and I slept. And the reason why the tree fell was not because it was rotten. The trunk was absolutely fine. It was great. The reason why it fell was because the ground was so moist. And I had a look at the rings of one of the branches, and they were so tightly packed, the tree rings on one of these, you know, logs that I got from the cut-up branch. They were so tightly packed that some of the rings were less than a millimetre apart. How's that? That's amazing, isn't it? And I counted on a branch 71 tree rings. And that was, I had estimated that the tree would be about 100 years old. But given that the branch was 71 years old, and that the trunk obviously was a lot wider than the branch, and that the rings were so tightly packed, then that means that I'm guessing now that the main tree itself, this particular tree, was about 140 years old. So how's that? That's amazing, isn't it?
That's, yeah, it is. It is. And the interesting thing is that the rings are so close together, which tells me that there's not a lot of water there.
Oh, it's a harsh climate here. It really, really is. But the last... you know, it's like right back over 100 years ago, right back to the middle of the tree of the branch. Sorry, so going back like 70 years, because when you're looking at the rings of a tree, you go back to the center, and you can tell what the years were like. as the tree was growing. And if the ring is a wide ring, that means it was a good year. If it was a narrow ring, it means it was a very poor year. And the majority of rings through the life of this tree branch were very, very tightly packed. And then you get the last few years, and the rings got to be like well over a millimeter apart, 3 millimeters apart, and so on. You know, so and even I would say up to 5 millimeters apart, just the last few years. So that's a real change in the in what our climate has been like here. But the standard for here is hot, 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 hot summers. Absolutely baking hot. 40 degrees Celsius and over for weeks and weeks and weeks at a time in the middle of summer. So you might get, you know, 6 to 8 weeks in the middle of summer where it's 40 degrees and over every single day. That's totally normal. And, you know, and often the winters are pretty dry as well. And our average annual rainfall here is 500 millimetres, which is the same as, 18 inches, which is not that much. Really, you know, about 15 inches. I'm just trying to...
You're right the first time. About 19 and a half.
Yeah? Okay. Yeah. That's still not very... 500 millimeters is still not very much rain.
Mm-hmm.
It's not.
We get twice that.
And it's... Yeah, and especially when you've got 1.2 meters of evaporation. that's another factor that plays into the aridity of your landscape is how much rainfall do you get as opposed to how much evaporation do you get. So we get 500 millimeters, that would be half a meter of rain, and we get 1.2 meters evaporation. So that means that by the end of summer, generally this place is parched, really, 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 really dry. And I'm working to change that through putting swales in and to help to keep some of the water, to help to keep the water on the land. And hopefully that will lead to increased rainfall and increased grass growth through the summer. I've heard that what it does on other farms. But this is it. This is the standard natural environment here is hot and dry and harsh. But the other thing that we noticed about this tree is that the logs were really heavy. I mean, you would pick up like a 12-inch long log that's been cut for putting in the fire, and it would be 250 millimetres round, so, you know, maybe 10 inches round, and you would pick it up.
With massive fluctuations, with the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology, a pre-recorded voice about offers, or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our Healthy Body weight loss system simply neutrophies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Gwyneth is with us, and she's talking about the cellular density of wood and how when wood grows slowly, when it struggles, and the rings that of growth for each year, if you cut, you can see the rings, if you cut, cross-cut a limb or the trunk, you can see the rings and count them, and one ring is for 1 year of growth. So you can easily tell how old that tree was before you cut it. And what she's saying is that the rings were really close together, meaning there wasn't a lot of moisture, meaning the tree grew slowly and was more dense, heavier. And one way of looking at this, generally speaking, is that fast-growing trees don't weigh as much as slow-growing trees. So the mighty oak grows very slowly, but it's a very hard wood, like maple and walnut. Gwyneth, back to you.
Yeah, but what the most important thing is that this particular type of wood, it can hold water. And if you compare the weight of a fresh green branch that's just cut, and I might actually do that, I might actually weigh one of the logs and keep it to one side, and then in 6 months or a year, weigh it again to see what the water loss was as the log dries out. One of these logs, which is like about 25 millimeters in diameter, so about 10 inches in diameter, and sorry, 250 millimeters, sorry, 25 centimeters. Did I say millimeters? Centimeters. About 10 inches in diameter and about 12 inches long, it would have to weigh at least 10 kilograms. That is a really, really, really heavy log for a log of that size. And so much of it in this climate is actually water. So when you see a tree growing, what you're seeing in any climate, in any place, you're seeing a reservoir of water. But especially in this climate, where you've got the tendency to go for months and months and months at a time with no rain whatsoever, the trees that are designed to live here, they store water in their trunks. And, you know, after the summer, you know, at the end of summer, what can happen is that the trunks dry out and they crack and they weaken and you get branches literally falling off the tree, even when there's not a wind blowing. And the, you know, it's a natural thing. It's what these trees are designed to do. And if you want to know what type of tree it is, and to show the class, maybe put a photo on the website later, you can type in grey box eucalyptus. So it's G-R-E-Y space B-O-X eucalyptus. And you'll see you'll see a photo on the internet of what type of tree I'm talking about. And they are absolutely magnificent. They're absolutely perfectly designed for living here. They are the trees that were living here before there were any white people here, before there were any farms here. There was the grey box forest and also ironbark. And the thing about the ironbark and the grey box both, that the wood is immensely hard. It burns really, really well. Even if it's green, it will still burn, but it will burn quite slowly, not quite as hot. But it will still burn because it's full of resin. But you don't want a log really to burn quickly. You want it to, you know, to take several hours to burn. And because this is the sort of wood that I chop here all the time, you know, I was chopping wood, I was chopping on the canopy of this tree, and my friend who was helping me was at it with a chainsaw, you know, cutting up the tree. And he was watching me chopping and he said, "Boy, you're good with an axe." And I said, "Yeah, I've been doing it." Yeah.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Biden is on a Democrat campaign trail this week looking to raise campaign money. His three-state swing out west this week will reveal the White House's midterm strategy for a president who remains broadly unpopular with very little accomplishments for the American people. It'll be in Vail, Colorado this morning. Wanting to get out of Russia, the Nissan car manufacturing company sold all of its assets in Russia to the Russian government for 1 euro on Tuesday. The deal cost Nissan roughly $687 million, but the company believes it will not affect their earnings forecast for the fiscal year. The United Nations is reporting Ukraine's biggest nuclear power plant, which is surrounded by Russian troops, has lost all external power needed for vital safety systems for the second time in 5 days. Thanks for listening. I'm Lance Pry. We are USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
What is the difference between collagen protein and a whey protein? Pure collagen is an incomplete protein that supplies amino acids which support connective tissue repair. However, what determines most of the connective tissue synthesis in the body is the level of growth hormone. Children have wrinkle-free, plump skin and agile joints not because they're eating collagen every day, but because they have high levels of growth hormone. Low growth hormone levels results in wrinkles and diminished connective tissue health. Consuming collagen does not overcome this. Cold sterilized whey protein powder from grass-pastured cows is a complete protein and supports connective tissue health as well as glutathione production, immunity, detoxification, combats inflammation, supports muscle size and strength, energy, fat loss, and more. Connective tissue health is dependent upon proper nutrient levels, how clean the cellular environment is, and optimal levels of growth hormone. To learn more about a true fountain of youth protein powder called Green Meadow Whey and how to support youthful levels of growth hormone, go to bestwheyprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Benelli.
Did I hear that right at the bottom of the hour that Joe's hit the campaign trail? Is that what I heard? Did I hear that he's begging for money to help him accomplish more? Is that what I heard? What are his accomplishments other than the demolition of the United States of America? You know, Gwyneth, I was talking with Bert last night, and I mentioned to him that, actually it was yesterday afternoon, I mentioned to him that I literally have stopped talking with anyone who has supported, voted for that regime. I literally have. And I mean it. I'm watching the United States of America spiral down from being the greatest civilization has ever accomplished to falling down. And we've thrown away our manufacturing. We've thrown away our educational system. We've thrown away our military. We've thrown away law and order. We've thrown away respect for our elders. We've thrown it all away. We've thrown away civil decency. We've thrown away morals to the point where anything goes. And the sad part of it is there are actually people who support this collapse. And they don't even see it. I've talked with Kathy about it. I've talked with Kyle about it. I've talked with, you know, all of our instructors. We all believe the same thing. It's just what's happening is terrible. And it looks like this guy is pushing us toward nuclear war. That's what it looks like to me. Well, do you have any comments about that? I know it's a little off topic, but... Do you have any comments about that? Am I seeing this wrong?
I agree. I think that we are headed for a nuclear apocalypse. And I'm glad that I live out here in the middle of nowhere. And, I don't want to have anything to do with civilization, meaning towns. I don't want to have anything to do with town, except that I go there to get groceries sometimes. And then I try and come back as soon as I can. Because I go there and it's like people are walking around in a trance. And they, you know, I think that your average person now, I can see on their faces, is etched this layer of fear. They know that it's all going down and they know that, you know, it's very, very dangerous times ahead. And I think at some level they know that they are woefully unprepared for it and they have no idea what to do. And when they fully snap out of that trance, it's going to be too late for them and they're going to be desperate. That's how it is, you know. What I love about living out here is it's the same as it always was. You know, you look at the tree rings and you see going back, like I said, even on this one branch, looking back in time, 71 years back to when this branch was a little twig growing up out of the main tree. And you see that it's been struggling its whole life. And, you know, the trees around here, they just do fall down sometimes. You know, they drop branches and the, you know, that makes a scar in the side of the tree and the cockatoos come along. And, boy, they've got powerful beaks. I don't know if you've ever... seen an Australian cockatoo like a sulfur-crested cockatoo or a galah, yes, the pink cockatoos, but they've got powerful beaks and they take these scars where the branches drop and they make a hollow in the side of the tree and that's where they nest. But this tree, which was, you know, I'm estimating that the tree itself was at least 140 years old. And it still wasn't at the stage where it was making proper hollows. How's that? This is the cycle that things work on out here. That means that tree was still a baby at 140 years old. It was still not at the full stage of maturity where it's dropping branches to make hollows so that the cockatoos could make their nests in it. How's that? But it's like, it's, in a way, it's kind of reassuring that, you know, the rest of the world might go to Hades in a handbasket, but things around here will probably go on much as they always have. And you'll probably get, you know, you may get bands coming through trying to rip off the place. But, you know, we've got a community around here. Like, we all know each other. And, you know, we're all there to help each other. We all get along well, the various households that are here. We communicate with each other. If there's any untoward stuff going on, then we have a bit of a conference and we get to the bottom of it, of who it probably was. And, you know, this is it. None of this happens overnight. All of it happens gradually. And I've been here almost 10 years. It'll be 10 years this coming February that I've been here. And the people next door moved in a year after I did. And but the thing is, you know, it takes time to build that sort of community and working together. And things like, you know, going all out, noticing that there's a tree down on the verge, and that the council guy is coming through, and if you don't get it cleaned up, then he's going to send his council truck through, and they're going to clean it up, and they're going to chip all that beautiful lumber and firewood into wood chips, and then sell it to poor mugs who live in town for them to put on their garden. That's what the council does. Around here, that's what they do. You know, and it's, and they say, oh, but we've got to clean the trees for fire danger. You know, and you say, oh, okay, really, well, that explains how you won't let anyone else clear the trees, doesn't it? So, you know, but what they don't know, you know, is that I regard the verge as a part of my responsibility as being a landowner here, that I'm the one who is, like, the council will come through. They do very little to look after. They do nothing to look after the verge except maybe send a you know, one of those batwing mowers through in the middle of summer, you know, or in the, probably not right in the middle of summer, but in the autumn or in the spring, they send a batwing mower through to, you know, slash the grass down. But other than that, they really don't do anything. I don't want them to do anything. I don't want them in my life. They're as corrupt as the day is long, and it would be no skin off my nose if they vanished completely. You know, but this is it. But it takes time of living in a place to learn this sort of thing. And if you think that you can move out into some area and have that sort of community and relationship and developing your place and being in place overnight, it's not going to happen. There's going to be, you know, you're actually courting disaster thinking that you can do that. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it absolutely does. And as you're saying that, I was thinking about, oh, maybe 17 years ago, maybe 18, when Mrs. Finelli and I were stomping around Missouri looking at farms, and we found one. It was really nice. It was 240 acres, 240. And it came through a friend that it was available. It was family land, and they were willing to sell it to us. And we agreed on a price, and all of a sudden, the deal collapsed. The family decided they weren't going to sell it. And there was one thing that was very strange about this particular property. The trees, the old growth trees, the large trees, the 75 to 100 plus year old trees, had scorched. They've been scorched on the base of the trees. It looked like there was a fire. And we did some investigation, and we found out that the state burns the parklands and kind of got maybe a little out of control, and it burned the trees on this farm. And so what the state does is they literally set fire to the forest to burn the undergrowth to prevent fires. Now, I'm looking at our farm, I'm looking right out the window at old growth trees, and we let our cows walk through the woods, and the cows eat everything up to about 4 to 5 feet high. They eat everything. And they take care of stomping out the weeds, the thorns, and the if you want to call it our woods or our forest, is absolutely spectacular. But the government doesn't do that. The government just sets fires. And people have been convinced into thinking that, you know, setting these fires is a good thing. They could actually have animals that could be, you know, wild animals could take care of it. Don't you think? Don't you think we could do a better job rather than just setting the forest on fire?
It depends on where you are and what sort of forest you have. Because because you know, forests are not just forests. There's different kinds of forests. But deciduous, temperate deciduous forests are actually not supposed to have fires in them. Eucalyptus forests are supposed to have fires in them, and it's an integral part of the ecology. They need the fire to set seed. And, you know, this wood, it's, you could have a single log on the fire and it would just sit there for about 90 minutes before it really, really starts to burn. And when it's green, that is. But when it's dried out, it'll burn a lot quicker than that. But, you know, the trees are designed for the bark to be able to take a certain degree of fire and for it not to kill the tree. But if you go burning an oak forest, you may well kill the tree because they're not designed to handle that. They're not that sort of forest, you know. I think I should, in case anyone is new to the classments, I think I should point out that I actually trained as an environmental scientist at the University of Melbourne many, many years ago, and I have a Bachelor of Science degree in Environmental Science and Geography. So that's...
Right. So, that's why I mentioned this. And what I was talking about was deciduous forests. That's what I was talking about, because that's what we have a lot of around here. We'll be right back.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to GCNTaxCut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. GCNTaxCut.com, GCNTaxCut.com.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen
Come
here
on, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, Mimi. It's such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, pal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop the senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Gwyneth Isaacs is with us live in Australia. Gwyneth, we're talking about nuclear fallout, and I just want to go back to that for a minute. There was a fabulous, fabulous movie. And this movie was made available in 1959. It's called On the Beach. On the Beach. And it was a post-apocalyptic science fiction film about nuclear war. And I haven't seen it for decades, but I remember it. And what happened was this radioactive cloud was traveling the entire globe. And there were some survivors. It looked like North America was wiped out, Europe was wiped out. But in Australia, there were some survivors. And they heard this Morse code signal, but it was incomprehensible. It didn't make any sense. But yet this Morse code signal kept coming out, and Morse code is probably one of the ways that you can get communications out with the weakest amount of power and would travel the farthest. So the signal was coming from what appeared to be North America. And I don't want to spoil the rest of it, but it actually wasn't people. And ultimately, humanity blew itself up. And the reason I mention this is because you live in Australia. You live in southern Australia, Victoria, in the middle of nowhere, and you've got a pretty darn good chance of surviving what may happen. So we've been advocating that our class consider looking into iodine, you know, should they have to consume it to help their survival potential. But I think it's pretty serious. And, you know, you called me a couple days ago and mentioned that there was a hack on our airports, and it messed up some of the flights in the United States. And then there was the undersea pipeline that was blown up in the Russian pipeline. And then there was the shutting off of Nord Stream, natural gas from Russia to Europe. And then just lately, the news said that there is a pipeline leak for crude oil from Russia to Germany. And it was, I guess, going through Poland, and the pipeline was shut off because of this leak. Now, it hasn't been determined whether it was sabotage, whether it was demolition, or whether it was an accident, or whether it was some natural event that caused it to leak. But it seems like things are happening that we haven't heard of before. And none of it sounds any good. And it looks like Europe may get very, people may get very, very cold because of the lack of availability of fuels for heating this winter. What are your thoughts about that?
Yeah, there's going to be a lot of people die in Britain and Europe this year, this coming winter. Even if the winter is not particularly harsh, because they have harsh winters over there, that's how things go in that climate. They don't have, back hundreds of years ago when there were people living in Europe, and they used to have the same sort of winters. Europe's always had the same sort of winters that Europe has, give and take climatic cycles. Really, the climate really is not changing. It's just fluctuating between a set of, variables. It goes sometimes a bit warmer, sometimes a bit cooler. But back in the day, in Europe, they had what's called woodlots, and they would coppice particular trees in these woodlots, and they would that would be the source of the firewood for the whole community. And it was managed by the monastery, or it was managed by the king. And then they would make sure that all of the peasants had enough wood to, keep themselves warm through the winter. That doesn't happen these days. It hasn't happened for hundreds of years, not since the Industrial Revolution. In fact, not since the great shipbuilding binge of the 15th, 16th, and 1700s, when the Europeans chopped down all their mighty deciduous forests and turned them into ships, and then sent them sailing all over the world, and one by one, in one way and another, the ships ended up at the bottom of the ocean. So now the forests of Europe are all at the bottom of the Atlantic. Now, what use is that? That's stupid. And now Europe's going to freeze because of it. I can hear music.
Yeah, you're talking about gross mismanagement. Gross greed, the sum of all greed and stupidity. We'll be right back.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.